all that you have to do, the good things and bad things. Some people see prayer as something of giving God a to-do list, that we kind of build up before God all the things that we want to happen. And therefore, this parable of the persistent widow can seem a little bit like going to God and reminding him that he hasn't yet done some of the things on the to-do list. So that the persistent widow is someone who basically badgers God and says, come on, give me what I've told you you've got to do. And this can be, this idea of reminding God of what he's forgotten can be a way of understanding his power, but it really is not very good. Look at the opening statement of this parable. It says, Jesus told them this parable to show that they should always pray and not give up. So the parable isn't just about reminding God about things. It's about not giving up. It's about us rather than God. And when you get to the end of the parable, it says, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So the parable of the persistent widow isn't about prayer being something that we continually keep going to God and badgering about. The parable of the persistent widow is about someone who is able to endure and keep the faith so that when the Son of Man comes, he still finds faith on the earth. It's about endurance. It's about us rather than reminding God. I think perhaps the most amazing thing that happened this week was the rescue of the Chilean miners. Would that be a fair assessment? Those poor miners trapped underground, and you see them there in that cave half a mile beneath the Chilean desert. And how must it have felt? But they are a wonderful sort of a parable to us, like this parable, of endurance and commitment and going on. They were a long time before they were even discovered. And yet they never gave up. They continued to ration their food, to prepare for the coming that they knew would take place. And in a sense, that's the same kind of theme as we've got in the persistent widow. I don't know about you, but I mean, it was wonderful when they started being rescued. You know, the first one comes up, and then there's another one, and then there's another one, and it goes on and on and on. I couldn't stay up and watch all that. You know, I wanted the kind of the conflated one where they kept popping up and they ran the tape, you know, much faster. So you saw it all. And we're a little bit like that in our society. We like things instant. We like things quick, quick gratification. And the sad thing is that life isn't like that, and our spiritual lives aren't like that. We have to wait. I can imagine those early Christians. They had lived with Christ. They had seen all that he had done. He had promised that he would come again, and then he didn't. And they had to wait. Now, they wanted an instant return, but it didn't happen like that. And instead of Christ coming and vindicating them, they had this enormous wait whilst they were persecuted, and some of them were killed. And you can imagine how they felt when they read this parable, which was written by Luke, about the need to hold the faith, about the need to be persistent, carry on and endure. They're told that they must be like this persistent widow who hounds the judge. Imagine what it must have been like for this poor widow in the parable. She's got no authority, no power, nothing that she can do except one thing. You know, she's got time on her hands and she can go and drive this judge to distraction. So what she does is she becomes like a stalker. Now, she follows him around and she pesters him. When will you give me justice? When will you give me justice? And eventually, we're told, he becomes worried for his own reputation. He says, you know, she'll wear me out. The phrase means she'll give me a black eye. She'll ruin my reputation in the community. So he does it not because he's a just judge who suddenly learned the error of his ways, but just to protect his own reputation. And what Jesus is saying is, look, that judge has no reputation compared to God. So if the unjust judge wants to protect his reputation, don't you think, for goodness sake, that God will vindicate his reputation as well? It's not about God. God will come back. The question is whether or not the Christians will endure, whether or not they will keep the faith through the adversity, through all the problems which are coming along. There's a beautiful prayer which Elizabeth and I were looking at this week. It's one that I often include in funeral services. And it starts off, "Support us, O Lord, all the day long of this troublous life." And I think it's just so wonderful because it's grounded in reality. You know, it is a troublous life. And make no mistake, Jesus understands that. That's why he says to his disciples, you must keep firm. You must keep the faith. Pray and don't give up. Pray, and prayer being part of that process of keeping faithful to God through the ups and downs of life, and the downs which will surely come, the blows. And so we're reminded this morning that God will keep his promises to us. The onus now is upon us keeping our promises to God. Amen.